Also a member of the National and State Association of Realtors and a board member of Danville's Board of Realtors, Marvin Turner is committed to delivering exceptional service. So if you're buying or selling, call Marvin. That's Marvin Turner. Contact him at 217-260-1874. That's 217-260-1874.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Let's look at the job market for the year. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The December employment report is out. Here's Fox's Carol Zimmer.
Chris, 155,000 jobs were added last month. That's less than expected. Economists have forecast gains of 190,000 jobs. Wage gains were also less than expected. Unemployment remaining at 3.7%. The report adds to signs that economic growth is slowing down and comes after a week of big swings in the stock market and fears of a trade war with China, the world's two biggest economies. Chris.
Carol, thanks. Sources tell Fox President Trump this morning will announce on Twitter that he'll nominate State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert as ambassador to the United Nations. She used to be an anchor on Fox News Channel. The president has been tweeting already about the special counsel Russia investigation again today, complaining about what he calls conflicts of interest. We're expected to hear details today about former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's cooperation with that investigation and why a plea deal fell apart with another former Trump associate.
Special counsel Robert Mueller is expected to release a sentencing memo on Paul Manafort today that could recommend that the former Trump campaign chairman spend the rest of his life in a federal prison. In late November, Manafort's plea deal with Mueller fell apart, the special counsel alleging that Trump's former campaign manager had been lying to federal investigators, which would be a major violation of their agreement. President Trump has stated that he hasn't ruled out the possibility of a presidential pardon for Manafort, which could spare him from serving any time behind bars.
Fox's John Decker at the White House.
King of my city, king of my country, king of my homeland.
The Grammy Awards nominations were just announced. Kendrick Lamar has the most with 8, also up for Album of the Year. Cardi B, Drake, Kacey Musgraves, Janelle Monáe, Her, Brandi Carlile, and Post Malone. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays, built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
George H.W. Bush is buried in Texas.
A week of honoring our 41st president has come to an end here at the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library in College Station. We're following a 21-cannon salute and a 21 fighter jet flyover in the missing man formation. President Bush was laid to rest alongside wife Barbara and daughter Robin Bush.
It is a very sad time, and it's very emotional.
He led with a sense of empathy and a compassionate conservatism. We need to pause and remember.
The flag draped over the president's casket, presented to his other daughter, Doro. In College Station, Texas, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Big tobacco company Altria, the maker of Marlboro cigarettes based in Virginia, is getting into the marijuana market, buying 45% of the Canadian marijuana company Cronos Group. It's a $2.4 billion investment, with more being discussed. Some college football awards are announced.
Heisman finalists coming away with top honors Thursday. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa came home with the Maxwell Award for the best all-around player and the Walter Camp National Player of the Year Award, beating out fellow Heisman finalist Kyler Murray of Oklahoma for that one. Murray, though, would take home the Davey O'Brien Award for best QB in the nation, while another Camp finalist, Kentucky linebacker Josh Allen, would win the Bednarik Award for the best defensive player. Among the other awards of note, Notre Dame's Brian Kelly took home Coach of the Year. Wisconsin running back Jonathan Taylor won the Doak Walker Award for the best at that position. The same goes for Alabama receiver Jerry Jeudy with the Fred Biletnikoff Award, and Clemson defensive lineman Christian Wilkins came away with the Campbell Trophy, which is considered the academic Heisman. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Kevin Hart is out as host of the next Academy Awards over past anti-gay tweets and material in his stand-up comedy act. He was just named host on Wednesday. He says he was forced out after refusing to apologize, and then he did apologize as he announced his withdrawal. No replacement's been named. The show's February 24th. I'm Chris Foster.
That was quick.
Fox News.
Yeah, when you get a gig like that, they can comb over anything you've ever said. That's why we tell kids you just be very careful on your social media.
Yes.
I mean, there were pitchers in Major League Baseball 8 years after the fact when they were 17 tweeted something. And just took all kinds. You're 17. You did something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Hey, good morning. Local news brought to you by Logic, a smarter way to work and play. Your everyday community. They're at 1807 South Neal Street in Champaign. They got child care, restaurant, fitness, workplace. Visit LODGIC.org.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign School District wants an $8.4 million increase in its property tax collections next year. The News Gazette says Unit 4 officials say the majority of the increase will be in corporate and special purpose property taxes connected to operation of the district. Just a bit of it will be linked to paying down the debt for the construction projects approved in the 2016 referendum. So the increase would have minimal impact on the tax rate paid by property owners. The League of American Bicyclists recognized Urbana with a Gold Bicycle Friendly Community Award, joining 464 visionary communities from across the country. In achieving the distinction, Urbana is again recognized as a gold-level bicycle-friendly community in Illinois and part of a select group of communities nationwide to attain the status. The Gold Bicycle Friend Community Award recognizes the city's commitment to improving conditions for bicycling. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Logic, an all-new kind of everyday community that makes sense for you. Drop in for the kids to have a safe childcare option to learn and play. As you stay focused nearby in the building with workspace and meeting areas to get the job done, you'll have the flexibility you need to thrive and prosper and keep your energy up with wholesome food options or get in a good workout in their fitness rooms, all under one roof. Logic, an inspiring community for work, play, food, and fun. 1807 South Neal, corner of Neal and St. Mary. Online at LODGIC.org.
All right, here you go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we seem to have gotten through our patchy freezing fog issues. Sunshine today. Isn't that nice? High 30 down to 16. We've got a high around the freezing point tomorrow down to around 20. Sunshine again on Sunday with a high 36 expected down to 20 in the evening. Right now we're at 14. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Illinois volleyball is the big news this morning in Champaign-Urbana as the Fighting Illini try to make the Elite Eight with a victory this morning at 11 a.m. It is on ESPN...
U.
Ocho.
Or whatever.
No, ESPN U.
Okay.
Ocho thing's Spanish.
Okay.
No.
I don't know.
ESPN U at 11 a.m. All these things are set up by the NCAA, and it's all up to NCAA and ESPN. We have no control over it. We know you have school and life and work and things that get in the way.
Sure.
Yeah. So we're excited, and we know it's going to be a very good match. Marquette's very good. If you win, you probably, I'm going to say you're going to get Wisconsin because I think they're going to beat San Diego, who upset USC. But we'll see. Never know. Anyway, great stuff. Volleyball here on our campus.
Uh-huh.
Illinois basketball tomorrow, UNLV. That's a 1 o'clock tip. If the Illini volleyball were to win, that'd be a 3 o'clock match at Huff. So hopefully the Illini can blow by UNLV. I mean, another good opponent. This is the best before Big Ten schedule I've ever seen. Of course, now we're playing Big Ten games in December, which is weird.
Right.
Because we're playing so many more opponents in the Big Ten. And you just look at the Illinois basketball schedule, and you just say, okay, let's get better. Let's have glimpses. Let's try and win as many as you can. But understanding this is going to be kind of up and down. Because you look around the Big Ten, you go, well, you know, wait a minute. We lost to Iowa State pretty easily in Maui, and Iowa beat Iowa State pretty easily in Iowa City. So I don't know. I don't know who we're going to be favored to beat.
I don't either.
It's just hard. Big Ten's tough. And we're young. And we show moments of wonder, great stuff. Wow, we're going to be, you know, but not consistently because that's how young teams are. We just got to hang in there with them. All right, 8:09.
Some folks talking about the Cardinal Caravan at iHotel on January 18th. People are excited.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we don't think Paul Goldschmidt will be there.
No, we don't. But we'll get somebody. I mean, last year was Paul DeJong. What's wrong with that?
That's right.
Starting shortstop.
And a former ISUer.
Yeah. We had Carlos Martinez one year.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Trevor Rosenthal and Matt Adams a couple of times.
Yes.
John Jay and Daniel Descalzo.
That's right.
Really good people coming through here.
And at the time, they were kind of up-and-comers, and then they really took hold.
After we won that 2011 World Series, that next one was really rocking. Because everybody was there. It was packed.
Uh-huh.
And John Jay and Daniel Descalzo came to the one, and they were heroes. They started that rally in Game 6, and the guys got hits when they had to get it.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic. And they were both here at our caravan. And a kid that I was unfamiliar with his hands behind his head, no media wanted to talk to him. I said, hi, what's your name? He said, my name is Matt Carpenter. I said, oh, what do you do? I'm a third baseman. And so those are the kind of kids that come through. Anyway, January 18, and again, we're going to play.
January 18, 2019. I'm getting confused because of the
January
year.
January 18, 2019. That's at the iHotel at noon. We'll welcome press at 11:30 in the little press room we have. But it'll be a great event. We're looking forward to all the energy and the excitement of the Cardinal Caravan 2019 on January 18. Of 2019. And it's presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We'll check some more sports headlines. Don't forget Paul Goldschmidt, Cardinal press conference carried live this morning at 10:30 during the Jeremy Warner Show.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
36 countries, thousands of artisans, and countless stories. They all come together when you experience 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. You'll discover skillfully handcrafted jewelry, home decor, and more. Your purchase will bring dignity to families, feed and educate their children, and allow them to live happier and healthier lives. Experience unique handmade wonders of the world at 10,000 Villages, your fair trade retailer. Located at 105 North Walnut, downtown Champaign. Visit 10,000villages.com.
The inventory liquidation sale is on at Christopher & Company Jewelers. Save up to 60% off store-wide. Lois and Christopher are changing the way they do business and going back to their roots of custom design and repair. But first, their entire inventory must be liquidated, and that means great deals for everyone. Absolutely everything has been priced for immediate liquidation. All must go. Nothing held back. Christopher & Company Jewelers is becoming Christopher & Company Custom Designs. But first, this store must be cleared. Save up to 60% off store-wide. All inventory to be closed out. Downtown Champaign.
Previously on Tay and Carp.
But the news today, Hardy Nickerson has resigned.
Interesting timing now that we have 4 games left. If you were looking for the buck to stop with Love, my fear was that at the end of the year they would fire Hardy, and I would have been saying, well, this is Lovey's defense. Well, now you have 4 games. It is put up or shut up time. If this is your defense and they still are as bad as they have in the last 8 games, we will see firsthand this was not a Hardy Nickerson problem. It went up to the top.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk Fighting Illini football, basketball, and more on ESPN 93.5.
Wonder if I can still get something from Curtis Orchard.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
And they have so many terrific gift ideas, too. The kitchenware aisle. Some fantastic colors that just pop and really neat ideas. The science kits, the craft kits, they have kind of an educational lean to their toy aisle. If you're looking for something like that, Curtis Orchard shop is wonderful. They had a great Breakfast with Santa weekend, and now they've got their carriage rides that they offer over the weekend.
That'd be so fun.
You'll just want to visit CurtisOrchard.com to work things out. And, of course, the pies that you can get this holiday season in case you're going to a party.
What kind of pies?
Apple, cherry, peach, pumpkin, pecan, and they've got the blackberry cobbler, too.
And they're massive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a homemade crust everything,
mm-hmm.
and they're just really large. It can be really big.
In case you want to say to the kids, I want to have you learn how to make a crust, but you want the filling,
yeah.
they've got these jars full of filling to make pie making easy. They also sell frozen pies, so you just warm it up yourself when you're ready for that.
The frozen's pretty smart.
Uh-huh. And, of course, the apple crisp donuts and the hot cider,
yeah.
perfect for any cool morning like this morning.
Yeah.
CurtisOrchard.com.
All right. Oops. All right. Here we go. Sports headlines. 8:15.
We had Purdue over Maryland at 62-60. And what's trending in Terrapin Town is Mike Locksley's coming. Alabama offensive coordinator made him sound really cool to me. But, you know, been in our area for a while.
Offensive coordinator Ron Zook.
Okay. Thank you for
look,
that.
Look back at Ron Zook and you go, what was wrong with Ron Zook again?
Right.
We went to two bowls in a row and we fired him. Mike Thomas fired him.
It's such a...
We went to two bowls in a row and he got fired.
I know.
Can you imagine going to two bowls right now?
Mike Locksley, Maryland's football coach.
Why did Mike Thomas fire Bruce Weber again? And why did he fire Ron Zook again?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So Iowa over Iowa State, that final 98-84. Illinois basketball in action against UNLV tomorrow at 1. And we also have the volleyball team in action today as a number 3 seed taking on Marquette. And that regional semifinal will take place at 11 a.m. today in the NCAA tournament. Wisconsin and San Diego will go at it in Huff Hall at 1:30, and then the winner plays at 3 tomorrow. So we're saying go Illini in a big kind of way. I'm wearing my orange and blue today.
No way.
Pacers and Orlando.
I got my Lou Henson court shirt on.
Yes, you do. I love that shirt.
I do, too.
That Pacers in Orlando tonight. We also had Tennessee over Jacksonville 30-9 yesterday. Big games on Sunday include in the noon hour, Indy and Houston, Atlanta and Green Bay, New Orleans and Tampa Bay, and then the evening game, the Bears hosting the LA Rams.
I feel bad for Shad Khan. I really do. And I know he's worth $5 billion or $10 billion or whatever it is. But I really feel sorry for him because he's got a team that was darn near the Super Bowl last year. And I don't know what happened. I mean, it's like, I hate to say it. It's embarrassing. They're really bad. I don't know what happened. They darn near made the Super Bowl. They had a kick called back. They were about to beat New England to go to the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
And they're 4-9, and they look awful. I felt really bad for them.
That's right. On to the NHL. Vegas over the Blackhawks 4-3. Blues at Winnipeg tonight. And, of course, Cardinal Nation still churning about the Paul Goldschmidt deal. He's 31.
So good.
Gave up Luke Weaver, Carson Kelly, and Andy Young, and a draft pick for 19 to the Diamondbacks.
And I've read some pieces where they're railing about how bad a deal Arizona got. Luke Weaver was a dominant pitcher a year ago, and he's only 25. I mean, the kid's a great kid. And Carson Kelly can play big league baseball behind the plate. He just hasn't shown he could hit yet, and maybe he will. So I think Arizona said, we got one more year with Paul Goldschmidt. We're not going to re-sign him. Let's get what we can for him. And it filled the need. And if you look around the league, where were they going to go to sell Paul Goldschmidt? Cubs? I think I got a guy named Anthony Rizzo, right? So there's a lot of teams that had really good first basemen that didn't need them. Cardinals did. Woohoo! Weather next.
There's nothing like being present together. Show her how you feel with Red Bow Deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow Deals and fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like half-carat total weight diamond bracelets for only $97.49 when you take 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney. Style and value for all. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/8. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash in Savoy, online, drive Champaign.
Pain.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny up to 30, 16 hour low tonight, up to 32 tomorrow with sunshine, down to around 20, partly cloudy Saturday evening, Sunday high 36, down to 20. Right now we're at 14 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. The markets, to say the least, a bit turbulent, down like 800 on Tuesday, then the day of mourning for George Herbert Walker Bush. Wednesday, they were closed. Yesterday, they started up minus 700 points and then rallied back to only lose like 79. So that's why we like to carry Fox Business Minute, to kind of keep track of all this. Hey, gas prices under $2. Is that what I'm seeing?
I filled up on 195.
Man, that's really nice.
I know.
Said yesterday, anyway, I could buy that in the future, like buy futures. I want to buy dollar. I'll give you all the money I've got. Well, not all the money. I'll give you some.
But, I mean, I've passed stations that have 237. I don't get that.
I think it bounces.
Okay.
Buck 95 is pretty good. 820.
From the Fox Business Network. The November jobs report has come out. 155,000 jobs were added last month. That's less than expected. Economists had forecast gains of 190,000 jobs. The report adds to signs that economic growth is slowing down. Investors are worried about the arrest of Weiwei's CFO. She is the daughter of the founder of the Chinese tech company that the U.S. claims violated sanctions on Iran. That arrest may put a wrench in trade talks with China. President Trump has tweeted that the China talks are going very well. And Altria is making a $1.8 billion investment in the cannabis company Cronos. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did I read in the News Gazette Michael McDonald, who'll be at the Virginia Sunday night, came through here?
Oh,
I didn't know that. Apparently he was at the Red Line. Hanging,
oh, really?
Part of the Dan Fogelberg bunch.
Okay.
Played, buds with a guy who was in REO. He was part of the circle here. I didn't know that.
Huh.
Then he went out to, I think, California and found Steely Dan and then found the Doobie Brothers.
Right.
So I was unaware that Michael McDonald knows Champaign Urbana.
Okay, old stomping grounds. Yeah. Maybe he'll refer to that on stage at the Virginia.
Well, I think so. I think there's a real strong connection. And you're from Indiana. I mean, he's from nearby. But
okay.
Dan Fogelberg went to the University of Illinois.
I know that.
He passed away because of what again? I can't believe how young
I thought it was cancer.
Ugh. I mean, I really like Dan Fogelberg.
I think he was born in Peoria.
Yeah, he was a Peoria guy, and he spent some time here, and I just loved his songs. I mean, he was huge in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And came to the Assembly Hall in the day.
What's the place right off of the quad there? Not the Channing Murray Foundation. Maybe Red something?
He played there?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he was a coffee house guy. And
yeah.
Very, very popular. Turned into quite a superstar. And we still play his songs. Auld Lang Syne.
I mean, oh, I love that one.
Some great Dan Fogelberg. Anyway, he came through. And then, have you ever seen The Abyss? It's one of the James Cameron movies.
I have.
The woman.
The gal with the long.
Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. U of I grad.
Right.
U of I. I don't know if she graduated, but she came through here. A lot of people have come through here.
That's right.
826. So don't forget, again, Sunday night. And you can still get tickets. And I think it's going to be a terrific Christmas show.
Me too.
A guy named Michael McDonald from the Doobies.
Uh-huh.
Came through here.
Michael McDonald. The Season of Peace Holiday and Hits Tour. December 9th, the Virginia Theater, Champaign. Michael McDonald, the night of Christmas music and your favorite hits. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org or call 356-9063. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Not many things scare me, kid.
vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, I'm thinking back, Star Castle, Terry Luttrell. Wonderful lead singer. I think he was associated with REO before
that's
that.
That's right.
Does anybody remember The Ship? That's really oldie, man. That's like the early 70s. They had a song named Gwen, and I always liked the song. And I don't know if anybody remembers that thing, but I do. But there are a lot of local bands that played Mabel's and all these other places that are long gone.
That's right.
But it was really, we back in the late 60s and 70s, we had a lot of guys that turned out, I mean, how about Champagne?
Yeah, sure.
They had two top 40 hits. How about us?
Polly Carmen.
Maybe we can try again. Mm-hmm. Polly Carmen and Champagne was a huge,
mm-hmm.
we had a good run there. Anyway, it's fun to reminisce.
It is.
And remember. But anyway, Michael McDonald will be at the Virginia Theater Sunday night. You can still get seats if you're interested. That'll be one of those shows that I'm sure you're really going to like.
And he's a St. Louis, Missouri guy. He's 66.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As it goes, pretty young for that genre.
Mm-hmm.
829.
Hello, fans. This is Cardinals broadcaster John Rooney. Another season is in the books, and before you know it, the 2019 campaign will be upon us. As always, it's a privilege to bring you Cardinals baseball. The ups and downs, the great plays, the players, and the moments that will live on forever. On behalf of Rick, Mike, myself, and the entire organization, we want you to have a wonderful and safe holiday season.
This is Nikita with MX Electric. I would like to thank everyone for making us your number one choice for top local electrician. We pride ourselves on quality and making our customers happy. Even though you hear Max's name in the jingle, relax and call me, Nikita, whenever you need us. Our phone number is 217-359-7293, or you can send me an email to office@mxelectric.net.
Relax, call Max, 217-359-7293.
It's time for your roundabout with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry, joining me, plenty of things to get you.
Okay, say that was Dan Fogelberg what now?
That he died at the age of 56.
Ah, man, cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
And longer.
Oh, yeah. No, I sang that at a number of weddings.
Yes, leader
longer
of the band.
That was a great song. All right, I'm going to play. If anybody wants to really reminisce, there's a group called The Ship. There's only like 448 views on YouTube. Gwen by The Ship. I'm going to play that next. You got to stand by on that. 8:30.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. There's word the president's getting ready to announce a nominee to be U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. His choice thought to be State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert, who used to be an anchor at Fox News.
The president also has a vacancy at the Justice Department left by Jeff Sessions and is apparently looking to try to install former President George H.W. Bush's Attorney General William Barr.
Fox's Peter Ducey. The November jobs report out this morning falling short of the expected 200,000 jobs.
155,000 jobs were created in November. The unemployment rate is 3.7%. That remains the same. Net revisions, though, here. Revisions for September down by 1,000.
Edward Lawrence with the Fox Business Network. And Grammy nominations are out. Rap stars Kendrick Lamar and Drake leading the list. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. This Saturday is the 55th annual Candlestick Lane holiday lighting event, and so from 5 until 7 p.m., several streets will be closed in Urbana. Those include Eastern Drive from Cottage Grove Avenue to Cole Place, Fairlawn Drive from Cottage Grove Avenue to Patton Place, and Grant Place from Fairlawn Drive to Eastern Avenue. The next time you need a prescription filled, keep this in mind. Walgreens is launching a next-day prescription delivery service with FedEx. Walgreens already offers same-day delivery in select markets and will expand that program next year. CNBC says patients can pay $4.99 to have their qualifying prescription drugs delivered as early as the next day, or they can choose to pick it up in stores. The delivery program is part of Walgreens Express, which also lets customers preview the cost of prescriptions and prepay the ones that qualify. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
out and about with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry, joining me, plenty of things to get you into the holiday spirit going on this weekend, right, Terry?
That's right. You can get some shopping done for those on your list or for yourself at Urbana's Mistletoe Market happening tonight. Dozens of local makers will be on hand selling arts, crafts, and lots of fun gifts for the holiday season.
If you want to check out a Christmas production, this is the weekend to do it. Tell me about this.
It is the final weekend of CU Ballet's The Nutcracker at Granite Center. You can catch this holiday tradition and stunningly produced production as you follow Clara and the Nutcracker on their adventure.
And you may want to take a trip out to Monticello and visit the Allerton Mansion. They're getting into the holiday spirit, too.
That's right. It is their annual holiday showcase this weekend, and it's a lot of fun. In addition to an art fair, the showcase will have lighted walks through the gardens, a carriage rides, and a traditional holiday meal at the mansion.
All right. Sounds good. For details on these events or anything else happening this weekend in our community, Terry, where can our listeners go?
Visit ChampaignCounty.org.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
All right, 8:34, here's your weather.
All right, we've got sunshine today. Looks beautiful. Today's high 30, 16 our low tonight. Up to 31 tomorrow, down to around 20. 36 the high on Sunday. Right now we're at 15 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I want to text in. You can. We started the Michael McDonald came through Champaign music scene thing, and now all this other stuff with Dan Fogelberg and some of the memories of a group called The Ship that I have, and Harry Chapin coming through for the some sort of a fundraiser before Harry Chapin was tragically killed in a car wreck. But Harry Chapin was a storyteller, Cats in the Cradle. That was back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 359-2255. Before we get to that, Mike Claiborne, St. Louis Cardinal broadcaster, joined me yesterday. I asked him about his reaction, what he thought of the Cardinals getting Paul Goldschmidt.
I love it. I was maybe one of the first ones to roll out his name at the end of the season. And, you know, everybody thought, well, you can't get this guy because of this, this, and this. Well, we got him and really didn't give up as much. And it's nothing against Luke Weaver or Carson Kelly, but I didn't know if they had a role on this ball club this year. And so they'll get a chance to go to Arizona and play on a regular basis, and I wish them nothing but the best because they're two real good, classy guys.
Yeah, they are, and they came through the system. But Claiborne also said he's not sure if Matt Carpenter fits in the scheme, which was, what, really? Mike Carpenter had 36 home runs, but he wants Moustakas at third. Anyway, it was a good discussion. You can go to ESPNCU.com. That was yesterday. We found Mike Claiborne in St. Louis. And this morning at 10:30, we'll carry the Cardinals press conference for Paul Goldschmidt, the new MVP candidate first baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals. Okay. So we're talking a little local music.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly this guy was huge. I mean, he was huge. Came through here from Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
I love the leader of the band.
Me too.
It's just about his dad.
Yes.
Leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, you know. Dan Fogelberg, who has some time in Champaign-Urbana at the University of Illinois back in the late 60s, early 70s.
An only child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way.
You can go Google Dan Fogelberg and just listen all day. I mean,
I love that.
His stuff. Then I was talking about a band named The Ship. Nobody remembers them. They had an album called Tornado, and they had a song named Gwen. I used to play this on WLRW in the 70s, a long time ago. I always liked it.
Young as we are. Love was a whole day.
don't think you've heard of it because there's only 448 views on YouTube. So I just illuminated thousands of people to Gwen.
Gwen.
By the ship.
All right.
Somewhere out there. I found it on Google through YouTube. So there you go. 359-2255.
We did get a text in, actually, Gary saying, as a Cubs fan, Stevie, let me congratulate you and the Cardinals on your new acquisition of Paul Goldschmidt.
Wow.
I know you're excited, and so am I, because we would rather beat a really good Cardinals team than just a so-so team. Just kidding. Go Cubs.
No, the Cubs still have a better roster. Now, if I were to sign Bryce Harper, who Mike Claiborne doesn't think he's good enough for the money, but if I were to sign Bryce Harper, then I would say to you, game on. Then I think you're real close.
Uh-huh.
The Cardinals just got more competitive, although I still think they still have work to do to get a few more pieces, but they got the big piece. You want to get two big pieces? Okay, that's fine with me. Let's go for it. Come on. 839.
The Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation is looking for nominations for three public school alumni awards to be presented in March of 2019. The three different awards are the Distinguished Alumni Award, the Local Hero Award, and the Local Business Community Impact Award. Nomination forms are available on the CU Schools Foundation website at cuschoolsfoundation.org or request a form by calling 398-2873. That's 398-2873. The deadline for nominations for these three awards is January 11th, 2019.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Life is changing more rapidly than ever. How important is courage in the midst of uncertain times? During this year's Live to Lead broadcast that we hosted, John Maxwell said, "If you want to leadership well, move forward courageously in the midst of uncertainty." You see, life expands or basically shrinks based on the amount of courage that we have. And when we begin to move forward in uncertain areas, pathways that we've never taken before, we start leading even when we don't have the answers, even when we don't have all the resources in our lives. If we wait until we have all the answers and all the resources, we may never move forward. People don't follow titles or positions. They follow courage. Let's move forward courageously to do the right thing, to pursue our dreams, to bring people along with us and help them succeed. Courage helps us expand our dreams, achieve our dreams, and celebrate our successes. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Train heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Train systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders, and top it off with a five-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign, and find them on Facebook.
Guys, this year for Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky Nudies pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, Nudies pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. Nudies is so seductive, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com today. That's Pajamagram.com.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon.
And Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
missionmatch.org.
Yeah, I love empty tomb. What Ted say? Cheap Trick. Who else?
Oh,
Greg
yeah.
Allman?
Yes.
Cher's husband for a bit? Yeah?
I think that was pretty short-lived.
Well, but he was married to Cher.
It's true. And mentioned the MDA dance that Greg Allman performed at.
Well, what was the Harry Chapin event? Was that MDA? I mean, I remember that because I was there, and I remember, I think it was at Huff.
He talks Cheap Trick at Chances Are, Bob Seger playing there.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, really? Night Moves, all the other Bob Segers?
A child arrived.
It's Harry Chapin.
The day,
you remember this?
He came to the world in the usual.
I hate to tell you, but it's darn near 50 years ago.
Wow.
Come on, man.
He learned to walk.
Then there was Ruby Gulch. Remember that?
Ruby Gulch, I don't. My oldest brother Greg was part owner of Mabel's for a while. Mm-hmm. So he had a lot of bands in there.
Mm-hmm.
What was Willie Wells? He was the sound guy for some band.
Last Gentleman.
Last Gentleman. Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255. You have any thoughts? Music reminiscing because Michael McDonald came through over there in the News Gazette. And I said, wait, a lot of guys
can have
a he's got a dovetail. Back in a moment.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, F-150 Leadership. First up, Miranda.
Ford F-150 is terrific. Now, let's get specific.
Ah, a poet and she knows it. To your point, the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 has best-in-class horsepower.
For campers and boats, for homecoming floats.
F-150 has best-in-class payload.
F-150 is packing what the competition is lacking.
F-150 has best-in-class towing and torque.
The wannabes are done. Stick 'em with a fork.
Miranda, any other words about this incredibly capable truck?
With words, I never get stuck.
Just my luck.
There once was a man from Fargo with a spectacular load of cargo. Where other trucks quivered, his F-150 delivered almost 2,000 miles to Key Largo.
Nicely done.
Oh, can't stop now. How about another one?
No thanks. This is the Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
All right, quarter till, big volleyball coming up here in 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yes.
And 1 hour 45 away from the Cardinal press conference during the Jeremy Warner show.
Okay, good.
Justin Springs also going to join Jeremy on the show, gymnastics coach.
Oh, great.
Olympian Justin Springs will be on. That'll be about 10:15, 10:20, I believe. So we're excited for the Jeremy Warner show coming up after 9 o'clock this morning. And the Cardinals introduced Paul Goldschmidt at 10:30 this morning.
Yeah, they gave up Luke Weaver and Carson Kelly and Andy Young and a draft pick to the Diamondbacks in 2019. Yes, it's true. The regional semifinal will take place at 11 as we play Marquette. And then at 1:30, it's Wisconsin and San Diego. And then the winner goes on to Saturday's game at 3 at Huff Hall. Illinois basketball, UNLV tomorrow at 1. Purdue over Maryland yesterday, 62-60. Iowa over Iowa State. Also had Tennessee over Jacksonville. The Bears on Sunday night hosting the Rams. Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa.
He's good.
And he won the Murray Award, Maxwell Award yesterday.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray from Oklahoma also won the Davey O'Brien Award. So everybody's getting these awards right now, and the big Heisman Trophy with also Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins in that mix could walk away with that big trophy tomorrow night in NYC.
Yep.
So that's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, and Mike Locksley is the Maryland football coach, but he's staying with Alabama through this run.
Well, I'll bet.
Yeah, he's going to stay as the offensive coordinator until he's done here, and they're hoping, of course, he leaves with another ring because he's been with them a few years, and they won it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so good for Mike Locksley. I'm just happy for him.
And that's Alabama-Oklahoma on that bowl game.
That caps in the it's Alabama playing Oklahoma, right, in the first, in the semi.
That's right.
Cats in the Cradle, Harry Chapin, was such a poignant. It was back when there were more folksy songs that had meanings and kind of storytelling. But Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle was essentially about a father and son who never did get together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. And that's, something that happens still a lot where you just don't have much connection with the kiddos. And for me, that's, my family's been the best part of my life. And it's been so fun. And but it's a very point. There were a lot of songs back then, folksy kind of storytelling kind of thing. I can Dan Fogelberg.
Yeah.
And I love those things. It's a really good. That just isn't around as much.
You're right.
Not aware of it anyway. Maybe I should be a folk singer. Ooh, yeah.
Okay, good luck with that, Stevie.
All right, check your weather coming up.
Where is Rudolph?
You'll find him in Rantoul with the Rantoul Retail Rudolph Rally. It's your chance to win a $500 prize pack. Pick up a Christmas punch card, then shop local in Rantoul as you find the hidden Rantoul Rudolphs in participating businesses and get your card stamped. One completely filled out card will be selected at random and will win $500 in Christmas Chamber bucks. All cards must be stamped and returned to the Chamber office prior to 5 p.m. on December 14th. Find out more details by searching Rantoul Area Chamber of Commerce or shop Rantoul First on Facebook.
Hi, it's Scott Eisenhower, Rantoul's Village Administrator, encouraging you to shop Rantoul First this holiday season. Local businesses are better at creating higher-paying jobs for your neighbors. When you shop locally, you help create jobs for teachers, firemen, police officers, and many other essential professions. Shopping local helps provide funding to improve streets, neighborhoods, and community overall. So shop Rantoul First, and happy holidays.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
All right, here is your chilly weather forecast. I knew it was a bit brisk, but I... just
single digits this morning.
I just don't bother to look because it doesn't really matter, right? It's cold.
That's right. What can you do?
Yeah.
The sunshine's nice, though. It seems like it's been so overcast lately. High 30, expected 16 with clear conditions tonight. Up to 32, mostly sunny tomorrow. Partly cloudy Saturday evening, low 20. 36 the high on Sunday, down to around 20. Right now we're at 14 on ESPN 93.5. I know Sydney is Christian Church is doing their live nativity from 5 to 7, so let's see, low 16. They will have to wear thermal underwear under
dress in layers,
yoga style.
Right.
Delano Library has their Santa visits from 6 to 7:32. I was just paying attention to what's happening in my Rocket Nation.
And you are lighting Candlestick Lane tomorrow night.
Yes.
6. Diane Ducey will be the honorary lighter.
They'll start to close down the streets at 5. They're open until 10. Candlestick Lane in Urbana. Come check it out.
Yep. And that's off of what? I can't remember the street.
Cottage Grove.
Cottage Grove.
In Fairlawn, Eastern Avenue, or some of the streets that you can take note of.
Okay. I don't know if Illinois sports has ever had as meaningful of a sporting event in the morning. I'm not sure that has ever happened where it means so much and you're playing it in the a.m. I mean, maybe there's been something that's gone after midnight somewhere, but I don't think in 11 in the morning has ever happened. Somebody can do the research because I sure won't. I can just say it. Anyway, it's 11 a.m. this morning at Huff, and I'm hoping every seat is full except back in the right and left corners where you have that pillar problem. It's the old Huff steel construction
That's
where you can't see.
Well, one of the things Chris Thomas said is he loves this venue, and he likes the Spike Squad.
Are you talking about
like
Chris Thomas, the radio personality, or Chris Thomas, the volleyball coach? Because I was recruiting him to be a radio personality, and I was going to name him Nighthawk.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
I like it.
I would slow that pace just a smidge and really use it.
Well, it was his first.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm pretty darn good to out of the gate.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Yeah. 8:51. Volleyball coach Chris Thomas, nice voice.
Are you stuck, bored, or underpaid? How about all of the above? Then make 2019 your year to focus on you. Start this January to train for a new career at Parkland College and get a job that you're gonna love. Think you can't afford to go back to school? Think again. There is money available to help you pay for tuition. New year, new you. Parkland College is your community college. They'll help you with those New Year's resolutions. Classes start January 14th. Sign up today at parkland.edu.
Pay attention, Illini Nation. Game Day Spirit is running a special offer now through Christmas Eve. At either Game Day Spirit store in Campus Town or on South Neal, spend $150 on regular priced items and get a $25 gift card with your purchase. That's right, if you spend $150 at Game Day Spirit, you get a $25 gift card for free. This offer ends on December 24th, so even if you're a last-minute shopper, you won't miss out on this great deal. Get your gear at Game Day. Happy holidays and go Illini.
Black Friday may be over, but at the Home Depot, we're just getting warmed up. Right now, get up to two free power tools, up to a $318 value, when you buy a select power tool kit. Choose from trusted brands like Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, Ridgid, and DeWalt. If you missed out on Black Friday, don't miss out on this. Get up to two free power tools with the purchase of a select power tool kit. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 23rd while supplies last. Limit one redemption per customer. See store for details.
Napa know-how.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a Bluetooth speaker with LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Go online tomorrow playing basketball. The women, by the way, are doing much, much better.
Yeah.
And I think they're like 6-2 or something.
That sounds right.
Yep. Much better for Nancy Faye out of the gate. And again, keep in mind the Illini men's record. I think, yeah, it's not good. It's 2-7. But our we've never played this many quality people this early. It just, look it up. There's no way. We've played this many top 100
teams. Well, when it came to that Hawaii tournament.
Well, there's three right there.
Right.
You never play early, but it just happened to be everybody was there.
And just think how we hung with Gonzaga.
No, we had a shot to win. She had a shot to win.
Yeah, and they're number one in the nation.
Yeah. No, it tells you where we can be, but I'll call those glimpses. That's what I think Brad Underwood even called them.
Uh-huh. UNLV then tomorrow at 1, East Tennessee State next Saturday, the 15th at 1.
So
and
off
then,
for,
and
we're
then
off
we got
week?
The bragging rights game.
But we're off that week in the finals?
That's right.
Finals yet?
I don't know.
No, finals are like through the 18th.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. It's December 7th, a day that shall live in infamy. We should never forget history. Bombed at Pearl Harbor. The Japanese started us in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back on Monday. We want you to have a great weekend, Diane. Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
It's Jeremy Warner Show, Paul Goldschmidt press conference with the St. Louis Cardinals live on the show from 10:30 to 10:45 is what they're telling us. Thank you for listening. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Michael McDonald. Season of Peace, Holiday, and Hits Tour. December 9th, the Virginia Theater, Champaign. Michael McDonald, the night of Christmas music and your favorite hits.
Have yourself.
Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org or call 356-9063. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Wherever you are this giving season, there's no better way to say Happy Holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And right now, you can get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. There are hundreds of our newest card designs to choose from. Or give a year's worth of joy by personalizing calendars full of unforgettable pictures. So get merry, get jolly, get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code HOLIDAY. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
ServPro of Champaign is proud to announce the purchase of Piatt and DeWitt counties. David and Susie McGuire took ownership of the new territory in September. Cities being served include Clinton, Bemet, Monticello, and Mahomet. The McGuires are excited to expand the ServPro brand, a leader in the restoration industry across Piatt and DeWitt counties. The McGuires opened up their first ServPro in 1990 in the Champaign area. Within a few short years, additional franchises have opened to serve Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. ServPro of Champaign looks forward to serving the new communities as they move into 2019.
Catch Mr. Basketball himself each Monday on ESPN 93.5.
Fighting Illini Sports Network announcer Dion Thomas joins the conversation each Monday during the 9 a.m. hour of the Jeremy Warner Show. Tune in for Fighting Illini and Big Ten basketball chat all hour long. Join the conversation by texting in at 217-359-2255. Thanks to sponsors including the U of I Community Credit Union, Show Your Spirit with Illini Visa Rewards Card, Rosati's Pizza located at 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and Dogtown Heating and Air.
Wherever you are this giving season, there's no better way to say Happy Holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And right now, you can get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. There are hundreds of our newest card designs to choose from. Or give a year's worth of joy by personalizing calendars full of unforgettable pictures. So get merry, get jolly, get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code HOLIDAY. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
This month's Champaign County investigator from the Sheriff's Department is Dwayne Rolfs. Your wife Nikki's in probation work, though, so you're in law enforcement family. Your kids know what you do. What's the reaction from the kids at home?
You know, they're still young, so, you know, it's not that big of a, I guess, an issue for them yet. My wife's great. She keeps it all together, so without her, you know, it would be chaos.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, so what do you want people to know about the work you do, the work your brothers and sisters do in law enforcement?
Oh, well, I mean, I work with so many great people, and, you know, we've got a lot of people leaving recently and some turnover and the election.